Good morning. Welcome to Focus 580, our morning talk program. My name is David Inge. Glad to have you with us. And we're beginning another week here with a program that we actually have not done in quite a while. It's the show that we call Talk to the Manager. It's the opportunity to call in and ask questions, make comments, tell us about what you like, what you don't. Maybe you have some suggestions for how things might be changed to improve the service. We can't promise we'll make everybody happy, but we're certainly interested in what you have to say. Our guest is Jay Pierce. He is the station manager for WILL Radio, AM and FM. So whatever's on your mind, you want to talk to Jay, just pick up the telephone and dial the number here in Champaign-Urbana, 333-9455. We do also have a toll-free line, so that if it would be long-distance call for you, we'll pay for the call, and that is 800-222-9455. 333-WILL or 9455, and toll-free, 800-222-9455. Well, it's good to have you here.
It's always an honor to be here on one of the six best talk shows in the state of Illinois, David.
And how many are there?
I said six. There are six. Oh, how many
shows? How many
talk
shows altogether?
Oh, there's probably hundreds.
I suppose that's so.
I think this is one of the we have four of the six right here between your program and the Afternoon Magazine and Media Matters and Keeping the Faith, and then I think Extension 720 with Milt Rosenberg.
Yeah, I would definitely bow to his long years of experience and wisdom. Sure.
And then there's one more. I think Penny for Your Thoughts is a very good program of service to the community and some of the hours that that Jim Turpin does, too. So we're blessed in this community to have two stations, I think, that do an outstanding job of public service in the community. So.
All right. Well, we got some callers here coming in. We have someone ready to go already, so shall we go ahead and
talk to this call?
All right. We will start with the first caller, line number one, and they're in Champaign. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Let's see, I've got several questions. How often do you have this program?
Is it regular, like
five times a year, or is it just sort of ad hoc?
I think we schedule it when we can. Between this program and the Afternoon Magazine, I think I'm on four or five times a year.
Between
the two of them. Yeah.
Is there another way, like email or snail mail, to ask questions where they would be welcomed? Other than this program.
Absolutely. Either one of those is fine. My email address is available from our website. That's probably the easiest way.
Oh, okay.
I'd give it out, but, you know, then you have to sit and write it down. But it's jhpearce@uiuc.edu.
Okay.
And I answer snail mail, too, at 300 North Goodwin. Urbana 61801. That's all on our website. If you can get on the internet, you can find that easily.
Right, I'll do that.
And I answer as I can. I'll warn people it's taking a little bit longer to get all the mail answered these days because we have a lot going on. But usually, I'm sending a letter back that came in on the 17th, and it's only the 29th, so I think that's about what I'm doing right now.
That's prompt in my world. another question about... I had a lot of questions, but most of them I'll write a letter or something. But one thing that's very noticeable nowadays, and I don't recall it being true years back, is the repetition. For instance, I've heard the weather, I think, three times this morning already, mm-hmm. and I've heard identical news twice. Mm-hmm. And the lady that does the legal thing that talked about that, she's been on twice already this morning. It seems like there's a lot of repetition. Is that a budgetary matter or?
No, that's a service matter. The average listener listens to this radio station for 8.6 hours per week, which is a little over an hour a day. And if you look at the crossover, and we can look right down to 15 minutes. Most people listen to about 40 minutes of Morning Edition, maybe, and they listen in bits and pieces. You obviously are one of the hardcore. Your radio is rusted to the station, and you're listening like me.
Yeah.
And I know what you're talking about, but you kind of have to understand. Well, you don't have to, but I hope you will understand that most people aren't listening as intently.
Yeah, most people have only heard the weather once this morning.
They've heard it once, or actually, you know what? They've heard it three times, but they've really only listened to it once.
Yeah.
You know, they hear it, but they're doing something else, and so that's kind of why that happens.
The last question would be, again, about repetition, mm-hmm. but in a different sense. That's the, I think it's after midnight, or, you know, there's 4 or 5 hours in there where we get the BBC.
Right.
Yeah, as I recall, at one time I thought I heard Radio Netherlands or Radio Deutsche Welle come in on that. Or,
on the weekends.
Oh, that's on the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, we run some of that on the Saturday night, although that's going away. One of the programs, EuroQuest, is going away. It's just not available anymore. So we have a new program coming on at the 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Early Sunday morning we run the Inside, thank you, Henry Frame, popping that one in. Inside Europe, I get it confused with Europe Today, which we run at noontime from the BBC, and then Inside Europe is the early, with Helen Cini is the early Sunday morning.
Right. Yeah, those are great programs.
Well,
but there is, you know, the BBC, at least during the week, mm-hmm. They do say, they give the Greenwich Mean Time, you know, it's 04,
right.
05, 06, whatever, but the news is always the same.
Yeah.
Isn't there an opportunity? There must be dozens of countries, I know of some, that we could get some more variety during the night. Or is it just...
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I'll be very frank and honest. We have so few listeners at that hour, and we don't really have anybody here that can put different programs on and off. The person who's here is running all of our stations at one time by himself.
Are they streaming in on the internet?
And so that's just a satellite feed that we put up from the BBC overnight, because for us to put any more resources into what's happening at a time when it sometimes, frankly, we have fewer than maybe 20 or 30 listeners at a time. And
shut down and save the power bill.
Well, you know what? We've thought about that. Honestly, I mean, you have to think about that. And some public television stations, one in Peoria now, is signing off overnight to save on the power bill. You do have to look at that. However, I'll have to say
it's
that, you know,
it's not 50,000, it's only 250, right?
Yeah, well, since we're here at the university, our power is pretty cheap, so we're not really having to consider that. We like to be here just in case, you know, something happens, and you know, we got to be here for you.
Well, thanks very much for the answers.
Yeah, and I'll say that may not always be the case. As digital radio comes in, it's going to change the real estate, as I say, at night. Because, you know, we go down to 100 watts to protect a station in Topeka, Kansas, at night. That's why we have to do that. But when we go digital on our FM station, we'll be able to use one of the, you'll get multiple channels, and we'll get to use one of those for our AM station. So you'll hear us static-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever you can hear our FM station, basically.
Wow.
So that's going to be something, but you got to buy a digital radio to do it, and I have one in my office, and they're great. So we have one digital station in this market that you can hear right now.
I'll get one for Christmas, probably.
Good. There you go. Yeah. They sell them at... a couple of places now, so you'll see them over the next couple of years, and so that's going to solve some of our problems. But you know, we're tied to this sunrise to sunset real estate.
Create more problems because you're going to have actually more air hours,
right?
As you expand that bandwidth, and the question is again is where do you buy it and how do you fill it?
Well, that's right.
I'll let you get on with that. I probably already said too much.
Oh no, that's fine. And I look forward to your letter or email, whichever you we send. That'll be great.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's right. It will expand the amount of time that we have to fill, but it'll also, being the eternal optimist here, expand our audience and our contribution base, and people will love what we're able to do. It's frustrating to be handcuffed to the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then after that, you know, it's like this 100 watts that I can't even hear the radio station at my house. I can see the antenna from my front yard, but I cannot hear the radio station after sunset and until sunrise. I wake up to static on my AM radio if I leave it on. If I have the FM on, I don't wake up because it's so, you know, peaceful sounding. I need something to get me up. But digital radio is going to help that.
Uh-huh.
Jay Pierce is here. He's our station manager for WILL Radio, AM and FM, every once in a while here on the air, sometimes on Focus, sometimes on the Afternoon Magazine. We do the show. We call it Talk to the Manager. The idea is you have questions, comments about the programs that we do. You may call us and talk with the guy who's basically making the decision. 333-9455, toll-free, 800-222-9455. Next, we have someone on a cell phone on our toll-free line. This is line four. Hello.
That would be me.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
My name is Donald Schultz. I tutor for Prairie Central, and I go between schools a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And David Inge is one of the tremendous programs that I watch. I get so much information from it. David Inge and then Bob McChesney on Sunday, the two great ones. I would say that another, I would agree with the previous caller that there's just too much weather on. At least if it were just a couple of minutes, that would really be good.
Mm-hmm.
One comment about David Inge. The program is tremendous. It would help, I think, though, if he would let the guest talk a little more. Sometimes, for example, he will say, well, we only got about five more minutes. I have one more question. And it takes about 3 minutes to ask the question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do that, don't I?
And I want you to take this in a good spirit because I love the program.
Well, thanks.
I get so much information. My wife teaches, and we talk about what I've heard on NPR on the way home just about every day.
Well, you know what? I'm so happy you said that. And I am taking a note on David for when his evaluation comes up. We'll talk about his wordiness on that final question. But the comment that you made about how you and your wife talk about what you've heard on the station is exactly why we're here. And I'm so glad you said that. It is so gratifying to hear that. That is our mission, is to be able to provide a variety of viewpoints, news, and information, and have a dialogue on the air, but also stimulate thought and dialogue in listeners just like you and your wife. And I'm so glad that you get that out of this station.
Thank you. Well, most talk shows talk about trivial things and trite things and get bombastic, and that's why we love your station. And Bob McChesney, too, is just excellent. So that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you very much.
Keep going.
All right. Thanks.
We'll go on here to somebody else. The next caller is in Mattoon. This is line number two. Hello.
Hello. I got a quick couple of comments. I'm sorry I had to follow this up, but sometimes your host, like, for example, there's a caller from Champaign and or Urbana, Champaign County. He changes it all the time, and he goes off on his little tyrant that has nothing to do with the topic at hand, and sometimes the hosts let him. They don't.
Oh, I see.
We don't stay to the subject. We don't. Sometimes he goes off, and we get off the subject, and I don't want to do that. I think we got a subject. Let's stay with it. Don't let some of these guys ramble about other things, other political things, to try to get his viewpoint across.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me there?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what to say about that exactly. I guess the thing that I would say is that we've always been very generous with callers and maybe sometimes too generous. I think the only really consistent complaint probably we've gotten over the years is we let the callers go on too long. In recent years, I guess I've been trying to get people to do that for themselves and have been a little bit quicker to yank the caller. I suppose I could try to do that even more. I guess I like the idea that people have the chance to develop their ideas and there can actually be some dialogue between the guest and the callers. But I take your point. Yeah, sometimes I sit here myself and think, why exactly am I letting this person go on?
Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes it leads to something, but sometimes it's just a way to ramble. And sometimes when you're talking, you don't know if it's fact or fiction and if it's something in his mind or something he's come up with or what it has to do with what we're actually talking about. But mm-hmm. the programs themselves are very, very good, very diverse. And it is nice to be able to talk about different things and find out that other people have opinions too.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything is really good.
Yeah, thanks. Great. Well, okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I guess to those listeners who do ramble on, David says at the beginning of the show, please keep it brief because we do want to give as many people an opportunity to get on, and we do value all of your viewpoints and ideas. We don't screen calls here at the radio station, and that is something very unique in this industry, extremely unique. Most stations, you have to, when you call, tell the producer what you're going to talk about, what is your question, what is your topic. You almost have to give your whole thing to the producer before you even get on the air. And then they decide what order calls you're going to get in, and you may not even get on if they don't think that your question or your comment is going to add, in their opinion, to the dialogue. Mm. So we try to keep it open, and, yeah, I guess we run the risk of that. But, you know, it's at the risk of having another viewpoint on, and hopefully the callers will exercise, you know, their best judgment and be kind and considerate to the others, too. Yeah. Give everybody a chance that we can.
Well, we will keep on talking to people here. Kansas, Illinois is next, line number 3.
Good
Hello.
Morning.
Yeah.
I hope I'll keep it short. I had 3 things to just mention. First thing, I think your weather is just perfect, and you should leave it where it is. A lot of people depend upon their occupations to be outside, farmers, construction, people with sports activities, and, you know, we need to know wind speeds, humidities, barometric readings, things like that, long-range forecasts. So I'd like for you to leave it the same. Obviously, I am in weather-related occupation. I'm farming, and your ag programming is just perfect. It's just wonderful. The main thing I was calling about was your Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that Minnesota Public Broadcasting Business Show come back on that you had on for a full hour. I really miss it. It had a lot of good information in it. Also, related with that would be some other shows like David Sinow. I know you can only get him on for once a month, but there would be other financial planners out there. So many people have investments anymore in stocks. Just talking about real estate markets affects a huge population base. And just like to see more meat and potato type shows like that. And with that, I'll quit talking.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's a very good comment.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Yeah, I got a note on that. And that is something that, you know, is one of those things that we always do talk about. What are we going to do since Sound Money turned into Marketplace Money and went off with another distributor and cost us yet another affiliation fee, and it just got too expensive for us at the time. But it's always up for reevaluation. Rick Steves Travel has done really well in that time slot, but a lot of people want us to run Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And that's on consideration right now. But where do you move Rick Steves? You know, again, we're back to this little, it's like this little puzzle. It's like one of those things where you've got, you know, the letters and you try to spell out words or number patterns and the little plastic thing with the little tiles and you move them around, almost like a Rubik's Cube type of thing. And you've got this finite space and so much great stuff to cover. How do you do it? I wish we had like 5 radio stations. When we go digital, we will have another channel. But, you know, there are so many things that I think this community and this region is in need of in the way of radio service. And then, you know, how do we provide it all? I don't know. You got a lot of extra time, David? Are you working pretty hard these days?
Oh, most days fairly hard.
I think most of us are working pretty hard, but we try to do what we can. And these kind of comments are good. Financial shows, you know, we're always thinking about that. What can we do? And I'd like to get something back in. And we might. All I can say is we might. We have some things coming up that are going to change, as I said, the value of the real estate here with this low-power thing. When the FM station goes digital, we'll have an opportunity to put the AM on one of those digital channels. We'll have multiple channels. And so it'll be at a better power, more listenable. You will have to have a digital radio, but you'll be able to hear it better 24/7. So we'll have an opportunity to revisit what we do in the evening hours, especially when we don't put a ton into it. We certainly try not to spend any money on those programs because it's available to so few people that we'll be able to reassess a lot of this and maybe the Marketplace Money Show, maybe it can return to Saturday morning because Rick Steves can move to Friday evening. I don't, you know, possibilities like that will come up that we just don't have right now.
Yeah, so,
I look forward to it.
Well, stay tuned.
See what happens.
Well, we have a number of other callers. Lines are full. As a matter of fact, our guest here this morning is Jay Pierce. He's our station manager for WILL Radio.
Don't talk so long.
Calls. This is a show we call Talk to the Manager. Occasionally, we try to do it to give you a chance to make comments. But as Jay said in response to the very first caller, you can certainly call in on the show, but you can also use email. You can use conventional mail. Mm-hmm. If you have comments, questions, we certainly want to hear from you. And I know that Jay will do his very best in the prompt as promptly as he possibly can to respond. Right now, though, we have some callers here to talk with. And the next is someone in Champaign in line one. Hello.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
I want to mention something that's come up a couple of times already today, and that's weather programming.
Mm-hmm.
And in connection with another concern that is always on your mind, I'm sure, and that's money. I certainly agree that we all need good weather information. But, you know, looking at the WILL website, I see 8 weather staff people. I think that 2 of those are full-time people, and I know that, you know, people are probably your most expensive resource. And since the National Weather Service provides all of the weather information that we could use, and probably most of what your forecasters use, that doesn't seem to me like a good use of resources. It seems to me like we could have all the weather information that we need without spending so much money on staff, and make that money available for other programming.
Mm-hmm. I will fire Ed Kieser in a half hour. Does that make you happy? Is that what you want? I mean, I don't know. I get this, I understand what you're saying.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to be flip. I understand what you're saying. But we do have 2 full-time people, and we have 3 part-time meteorologists who work very part-time. They're on an hourly basis as needed. And then we have some students who work in and get experience through atmospheric sciences. And, you know, Ed Kieser has been an institution here for a long time. And it goes deeper than just providing the weather forecasts. We develop the forecasts on our own. It's a customized weather product that you can't get from the Weather Service. That's what I'm saying. And we share it between 4 services here. So it's not all radio's expense. And I think that by the time you get done sharing it with AM, FM, television, and our online service, and you factor in the student experience, that the training that they're getting working in the weather office, and also working as part of the technical crew for the television weather, and that we kind of cooperate with the College of Communications on that, it's a little bit different. And then Ed and Mike do some other stuff around the radio station too. So I don't know. I understand your point, and I sit there, honestly, to give you a more serious answer. I shouldn't have been flip. But I do sit there, and I look at the numbers. And we talk about it, and we basically look at the fact that we're serving our agricultural community. Could we farm it out? Could we get it somewhere else? Yeah, we could. But would it be tailored? And you know, in your opinion, maybe you'd be happy with the National Weather Service product.
Well, the National Weather Service does break down their forecast by zip code, and that seems to me to be pretty specific.
They break it down by zone, and the zones don't quite match up with our listening area. But you see, we do our own forecasting, and we're able. The National Weather Service puts out a forecast at 3:30 in the morning that they update sometime around noon, and then they put out an afternoon update and an evening update. So I think you get 4 per day, and on weekends you get even less than that. But if the weather starts changing, and it does change a lot from north to south, because we cover, you know, we have almost as many listeners in Chicago as we do here. And so, you know, we cover a wide geographic area and over almost to Indianapolis and down, you know, to the southern, into the southern quarter of the state of Illinois. And I don't know, it's, you know, the weather changes a lot, and I, I just,
I'll make
I don't
one
know.
More comment, and then I'll leave you.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's always food for thought. So.
I'm just thinking about, you know, 50 miles away, there's a National Weather Service office with staff of about somewhere around 24 professionals. They've got a Doppler weather radar over there, and it seems to me like we could do very well with that. So
I just think Ed Kieser is more competent than they are over there. I'll just put it very frankly. I'll just lay it on the table and say, I see the product that comes out of the National Weather Service, and I see what we put out. And I think we're getting great value in the way that that we're running the weather service here, at least to my satisfaction, that it's a good investment of the resources that we have.
All right. Well,
but it's always under consideration. Everything, as you know, is always under consideration. And I don't discount that call.
All right. Well, thanks for the comment. Again, we have some others. We just keep on going here. We're right at about our midpoint. Next is someone listening in Marshall. Illinois, line number 4, the toll-free line. Hello.
Yes. I want to comment that I do agree with the manager that the weather is important, and I would support the current position. The other thing I was wondering has to do with programming. I miss Garrison Keillor and Prairie Home Companion usually on Sundays, and I've missed that for some time, and I enjoy it. Just wondered what the what was going on there, why it was dropped, or maybe I'm missing it at some other time. I don't know, but that's with all the heavy stuff going on. I just enjoyed the lighter side of that for. Mm-hmm. A couple of hours once in a while, and would like to put my comment on about that. And I'll just hang up and appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
No, Prairie Home Companion used to be on our AM station on Sunday afternoons, and that was, again, I talked about the marketplace money. That was a financial decision that we made. It was a year and a half ago now, I guess it was. It was a Prairie Home Companion also became a part of this what's called American Public Media that formed as a program producer and distributor. And we would have had to pay, and it was a significant amount of money. It was going to cost us like $15,000 a year to belong to that just to get Marketplace money, which used to be Sound Money, and a Prairie Home Companion. To get those two shows would have cost us over $15,000 a year, which is an incredible amount of money to pay for those programs. And so our FM station, 90.9 FM, which I don't think you can hear in Marshall unless you have a really good antenna, does run it on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4. It always ran the live broadcast at 5 on Saturdays, but it runs the replay now because it was already an American Public Media affiliate for other programs that it runs. So it wasn't going to be just a matter of paying this enormous additional affiliation fee in addition to what we pay Public Radio International for BBC and everything else we get, and then NPR for all the programs we get from NPR. We would have had to pay another enormous cost to American Public Media just for, you know, those couple of programs. And so we already had to pay it on the FM, so we put it on the FM, and I apologize to those who can't hear it. Our FM station, there are other stations that do air it. You know, I think in Marshall, if I'm not mistaken, you can get the Bloomington, Indiana public radio station that's out of Bloomington, Indiana. I think they have a repeater in Terre Haute, and then there's WUSI. That's the Southern Illinois University station that rebroadcasts its signal out of Olney at 90.3 FM. So you might tune around there and see what you can find on the left side of the FM dial, and see if you can pick it up.
Okay, so. It's a man who knows every radio station in the state of Illinois, I think.
Well, you have to keep tabs on what they're all doing so we know what we need to do.
Right.
So, I still feel bad about the answer I gave on the weather. I'm not going to fire Ed Kieser. And I didn't mean to say that to the caller.
Fire Ed
Kieser. I'm sorry.
No. Let's go on here. We'll talk next with someone in Charleston. Line number 2.
Good morning. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is to some extent a duplication, I guess, but I want to refer to Washington Week in Review.
and wonder if sometime you consider just running the audio portion of that. Sometime I'm interested, particularly in Saturday or Sunday morning, but whenever other time might be appropriate. It's really not a program you have to watch to benefit from. To listen to it would be enough.
Yeah, and we do run that show.
Just making a part of the too many pieces for the puzzle space you've got. I love the car guys and don't miss them, but I'm not sure that I would miss it if you reduced the number of airings of it from 2 to 1 on the weekend. So that's my two suggestions in a small nutshell. Thanks
Good.
For the program.
Yeah, well, thanks. We do run Washington Week. It's not going to help you in Charleston because we run it on Friday night, and it's on at 10:30 on Friday night. Is that right? I'll look at my schedule. I know it's on because we have it's on at 10:30 on Saturday night. Washington Week in
Review.
You can't get it down there. And you know what? You're on the fringe of the area that'll get our digital signal. I'm not sure we'll quite get the digital signal in there.
At least so I read that the digital signal, one of the sub-channels, would do as well as the FM reception, and I get good FM reception here, even on a portable radio in the house.
Well, if you're solid on the FM, you may very well get the digital signal then.
I'm hoping for
and,
that.
And, boy, that'd be great. Other than that, I'm looking for $1 million, and if somebody has $1 million, I know a radio station that we could buy that would serve your area very solidly.
Well, this suggestion has come up, and I made that many years ago, and I suggested one time that they see if they could talk to WEIU and use their equipment at night when they're not using it, but I think they may be on all night now. Anyway.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But there's another station down there that's not doing very much, and I got my eye on that. It's just a matter of, we got a million things going on here anyway. Expanding our coverage area is something that we are interested in. And it's a huge, huge capital investment. And, then we have to be able to afford that and then show, well, what are we going to get in return? Well, I look at audience numbers that show that Edgar and Coles County down there in your neck of the woods are a nice little pocket of listenership for us. If the numbers are anywhere accurate, and I average them over 5 survey periods to be halfway accurate. But we have more listeners in Edgar County and Coles County than we do in even Vermilion County right next door here, or Ford County or Macon County or Douglas County or Piatt County, all counties where we do show listeners. But those two counties down there, we do traditionally have good listenership. So the Paris and Charleston area, and it's not a big surprise with Charleston, with the university community. I think we appeal pretty well to university communities. The frustration of getting in there at night is great. And so, we do look at extending our real estate, and I think we think that to the north out of our area, up toward the Chicago area, and to the southeast, or south and southeast, which would be in your area, two areas we're looking at. I hope someday we'll be able to do that.
Before you get away from the subject, we consider that sometime. Could you put up on your website a list? I'm thinking of the digital radios that are available. The couple of them that I've found out about are very expensive, and I'd be interested in anticipating your expansion in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But and some suggestions to what we might look for would be a great idea from my perspective, anyway.
That's great. Yeah, we should put a link. If you go to the npr.org website, I think you can link to them pretty easily, but we should do that.
I'll
yeah,
try that.
That'd be a great service. Thanks.
Thank you very kindly.
Yeah.
All right,
I got the Acurion, is that what it's called? I'm trying to think of the name of it now. There's basically two table radio models out. Boston Acoustics has one, and then Acurion, I think, is the one I got. I got it from Radio Shack. It's the one Radio Shack sells. And they had it on sale around Thanksgiving for $100. And so I got one. I'm very happy with it. I think they normally sell for about $160, $175. But they broke the $200 barrier. And I think, as more stations start broadcasting in digital and more radios get out there, we'll go past another Christmas season and the prices will start coming down.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody will come up with an adapter. Well, actually, you can probably do it. You won't hear it in digital, but you'll be able to hear those digital sub-channels if you do a little trick like you get one of these radios and into the headphone jack, you plug one of those little things you buy for your car so you can listen to your iPod in the car that rebroadcasts, you know, you plug it in the headphone jack and it's a mini FM transmitter, and then you find a blank frequency on your dial and you can tune it to. It's kind of like when FM radio started, you used to buy those things you put in your car and it would rebroadcast it through the AM. On your dial, you're too young.
I'm still living in an analog world myself. I'm an analog guy living in a digital world.
Back in the '60s and '70s, when cars came with an AM only radio, you buy the little FM converter and you put it in, and what it would do is it would rebroadcast it onto AM. It would receive the FM and rebroadcast it onto an unused part of the AM dial. Well, you can get these things for like your iPod. So when you're in the car, you can play it through your car stereo. You could hook one of those up and broadcast the thing around your house, so then you could be able to hear it. You wouldn't have to have replace every single radio you have with a digital radio just to hear the secondary channels.
Well, that's, I'm sure that for a lot of people, that's going to be, when I think about how many radios we have in our house, I think we have at least one radio in every room of the house.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what's going to happen when we go digital. We may just have to buy.
You'll get one of those little mini
one of those little
you'll have one digital radio, and then you'll do it.
We have about 15 minutes.
Well, you know what you could do is you see if you can listen to us on a computer, because we stream anyway. You can just plug this little transmitter thing into your computer audio output and listen to us on any radio in your house through the computer.
All right.
We don't talk about that stuff enough. We had to get Jack Brighton to put more about that up on our website, because that would be something handy, I think.
Right. Very good. Well, let's talk about some other calls.
These calls prompt.
Line 3 is next in Champaign. Hello.
Hi. I'm calling in support of your weather team. They are outstanding. They give incredibly accurate forecasts if you compare them to any other forecasts that you hear on any of the media outlets in the area. WILL is the best, and I please don't change it. If I miss the weather in the morning, I know when to listen next so that I can catch up with it. And sometimes my husband hears one version of it, and sometimes I hear another version, and then we have to listen again to see who has it correct. It's a wonderful team. Jay, your explanation of why you have set it up this way was exactly right. And if people aren't interested in listening to that, they know how to switch the dial. So don't change a thing. They're wonderful. Ed Keister, Mike Sola, they're terrific. So thank you for such accurate and timely weather reports.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the call. And I'll make sure that Ed and Mike and Scott and Mike and Jay and the others hear about that. So it is a big financial investment. I'm not discounting that. So, you know, but.
Providing accurate, very accurate, tailored local weather information is something that we've been doing. We made that commitment to do that a long time. I've been here a long time, and this was even when I started working here back in the day in the late 70s. Even then, that was back when Steve Hilberg,
right,
who you now hear occasionally still in the air,
right,
he was doing weather. So even back then, we said, look, weather is really important, and particularly because we have a lot of people who are involved in agriculture. To them, weather is very important, but everybody else, you know, you want to get a good, solid, accurate forecast. Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, we said, we think that's important information. When I was growing up in radio, one of the things that I was told, if you can't ever think of anything else to do or to say, you can do the weather.
Mm-hmm. So right.
Give the time and temperature. Yeah, exactly. You can't do that too many times.
Yeah. You see, we could also get, you know, talk shows a lot cheaper than producing them ourselves. But it's part of what the station, I mean, Diane Rehm costs a lot less than you do, David. But is it going to be as relevant and responsive to our audience and its needs? And that's a determination that I personally have made, that I say no, because I listen to all these things that are available. And so, you know, I think we have a pretty good thing going here. Agriculture is not something you hear on public radio, but you hear it on this station. And I guess sometimes we get caught up in definitions of what's public radio and what's not. And, you know, I kind of call WILL, well, we're a public radio station, but you know what? We were a radio station for decades before public radio was even thought of. In fact, you know, it basically was invented here with the old National Association of Educational Broadcasters that started in the basement of Greg Hall. And it all, NPR, all this stuff sprang up from that, PBS. And So, you know, I think what you'll find as you go around, the big discussion in public radio these days is how do we do more locally relevant programming? Whether that's national programming that you acquire to meet the needs of your audience or whether it's programming that you develop yourselves. That's the big question, because that, in an era when you're going to be able to get everything you want off the internet, you already can. You know, if you don't want to listen to our station, you can listen to Morning Edition on the internet. Mm-hmm. Satellite, you know, a lot of the programs going up on satellite. So how do we continue to be locally relevant? What do we do that's different from those services? The weather is one thing. The agriculture is something. It's a valuable service. Talk shows that let our listeners have access, I think, instead of fighting everybody on an 800 number and going through call screeners and the like. That's what we're trying to do. And so far, listeners have, you know, helped support this, make it happen. And so we're continuing on and trying to figure out new ways to do things to use the other spectrums that are going to be available to us and that are on the internet and the like. So there we go.
Yeah. Jay Pierce, our guest, he's a radio station manager for WLL AM and FM. This is a show we do from time to time. We call Talk to the Manager. Your comments on the shows that we broadcast are welcome. 333-9455, toll free, 800-222-9455. Kankakee is next, line 4. Hello.
On the subject of WILL AM overnight, this caller would like to see overnight programs with local production in addition to some BBC. This to be made feasible and accomplished through simulcasting with another educational station to increase audience. Your caller still wants local production at 3 o'clock p.m. This to be made feasible and accomplished in the same manner. Incidentally, your caller has a particular educational station for simulcasting in mind. Your caller has a suggestion regarding this show, Focus 580. Perhaps Jack Brighton, Jay Pierce, or Celeste Quinn could host a program on which the regular host, David Inch, would be the guest. This listener and probably others might very well find that to be a valuable show. Hmm. And your caller appreciates the fine weather programming. Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you a question about the – go ahead and tell me what the other station is that you
– WKCC, Kankakee.
Oh, yeah.
The broadcasting service of the community college mm-hmm. here in Kankakee is getting up to speed mm-hmm. as an educational mm-hmm. station.
Mm-hmm. Interesting you say
advertised
that.
For a director – of broadcasting activities, who's going to make this what it intends to be? It was a tourism station,
right?
It's going
right.
to be an educational.
It's a community college station, right?
Increase audience, and maybe some local production can come from here or WILL too.
Very good suggestion. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yeah, good. I think it would be fun to interview you.
That would be really, really dull. Let me tell you, my friend. No, you wouldn't want to do that.
No, I don't. I disagree.
That would be
a much more
really,
fascinating person.
Really
than
boring
yourself.
Show. No, okay. I don't think so.
Move on.
I don't think so. We have about 5 minutes left.
Okay, you better
Let's
be quiet and take the next
I'll do that.
Call. Don't get lengthy.
I won't.
Question.
I won't. Line 1, Urbana, right here. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I had a question for the station manager,
sure.
Jay Pierce. I was at the Media Reform Conference in Memphis,
mm-hmm.
and I believe possibly he was there also.
Yeah, I was.
And when I got back, I wrote you a letter, and I haven't heard back from you yet. But
the letter is right here in my hand.
He's holding
it
in his hand.
David Inge.
Okay.
It just needs to have a stamp, looks like.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's going to go out today.
My question was, we were encouraged by our wonderful keynote speaker, Bill mm-hmm. Moyers, to come back and talk to our radio station. I thought this is the perfect chance. I'm really excited about the possibility of Democracy Now!
Mm-hmm.
It's a very timely show. Amy Goodman does a lot of bringing forth ideas that we don't get in the regular media.
Right.
And when you talk about being relevant, this is a show that would be relevant, and
mm-hmm.
especially the fact that we can only hear it in a limited area. On UPTV, we see it, but we can only hear it in a limited area on WEFT, which is wonderful. But the outlying areas, when I lived in Mattoon, I longed to hear it. So I hope you will consider it. It would really mean a lot to our community. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, and I know who you are. And I appreciate your calling, and it gives me an opportunity. And I had written this down at the top of my page, David's my witness, to talk about this because I wanted to relate it to the wider audience, too. And you'll get your response. Basically, it is available on cable and internet and satellite and on WEFT afternoons. I think it's at 4 o'clock they run it. 4 o'clock.
I'm not sure.
90.1 FM in this area. And they cover a pretty good area. They get out 30, 40 or more miles in most directions. But I know there are some areas you can hear us that you can't hear them. And I understand that argument. Here's what the deal is right now. We have this regional signal from sunrise to sunset. And I've talked about the value of the real estate, and it's basically a 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. deal we're dealing with. And all of the hours that we are broadcasting, all 12 of those hours, have a very solid and very loyal audience right now. So my problem is looking at when would I air it. And the available time slots, unfortunately, tend to fall toward the evening. Otherwise, I'm going to have to tell somebody else why I took their favorite program off. And so that's part of it. And that changes perhaps when we go digital. And you can hear us in wider area at night. And that doesn't necessarily mean if we put a show like Democracy Now! On the air, which I agree offers some great viewpoints, and Amy does a good job. If we put a show like that on the air, it may not necessarily be in the evening, but something else like The World, maybe, which is a greatly popular show since we added it. Maybe that could move just, you know, to 7 o'clock instead of 3 and 7, and maybe Democracy Now! Would end up at 3. I don't know. But it'll give us the opportunity to look at that pretty soon. I don't disagree that it's a good program, and it's a valuable program, and valuable viewpoints get out in it. And so I just think right now that we have a real estate problem. The show is on the air. I would rather also kind of think that, you know, since it is, and I understand the regional argument about it, but since it is on the air, maybe we, instead of duplicating that, you know, hour, we offer something else with yet another viewpoint and other information. Maybe that's a more valuable thing for us to do. That's my answer for right now. Again, it's always under consideration. The show has come a long way in the last couple of years. I got to tell you, that's that really looks a lot different. I watch it on television, too. I'm going to pass your letter on to the television station manager, too, to see if maybe that's a possibility for WILL-TV and or one of its digital channels. So how does it – is that okay for now?
Is
she gone?
Well,
that's fine.
We're getting to the point where we're pretty much
going
almost
in the letter
to,
anyway. So,
all right. And you want to try and take one more call?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That's a dangerous thing to do.
I know. Urbana, line two. Hello.
I'll try to be short. As somebody who calls in a fair amount, as people might recognize my voice, mm-hmm. I've experienced you being people may not realize that you do cut people off. And when you do it to me, I realize that you've got to do your job and you have to balance the time that you have and the number of people you have online. You're doing your job. But you also seem to me, it has to be hard, especially if somebody is really emotional about something or really invested in it. You have to exercise your best judgment, and I think you do an excellent job, and I think we shouldn't be too hard on you. The other thing is that when callers are not professional speakers necessarily, mm-hmm. and don't necessarily, they're putting their ideas together off the cuff in a short period of time. So we all ought to cut each other some slack and realize that we're all human beings, and the callers are, it takes a little bit of nerve to get up and put your voice on the air. Thanks so much for the great job you're doing.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I agree. It's hard for me sometimes to get my thoughts together when I guest on these shows.
Well, now we have time for one more. Let's
take
do
one more. Okay.
Belgium, line number three. Hello.
Yes, I'll be as quick as I possibly can. I may be speaking a little bit of heresy here, though, but why don't several stations get together and, like WBAA over in Lafayette, we get here too. Sometimes they have the same programs you have on.
Right.
So if we didn't put them at the same time, maybe everybody could listen to several different things. Thank you very much, and I love your show.
Thank you. It's an interesting thought. We're very independent. We don't have anything to do with them, and yeah, we talk about stuff like that, overlap. We overlap five or so other public radio stations, and some of them overlap us. And, you know, areas like Bloomington, you get Morning Edition from three or four different stations, and Decatur doesn't get it really from anybody. And so there's a lot of inequity, I think, in the system. Getting people to sit down and do something about that, we talk about it a lot, but getting somebody to sit down and talk and do something about it is necessary, in my opinion. And I think that we all need to sit down, and we say that we do things in our own different way, but you look at a state like Iowa, they finally did. What they did was they put all the public radio stations together under one umbrella, and now they're doing Morning Edition out of, and this isn't exactly how they're doing it, but, you know, like say they're doing Morning Edition out of Des Moines is the Morning Edition you hear statewide now. And then you hear, you know, another talk show that comes out of Ames, you know, go statewide. So it'd be like, yeah, Focus 580 statewide at all the public stations. And I don't know. I like the independence. I like the local ability of people to, you know, to do the local things. I don't think that you have to lose that if you go in with other people. And I make overtures sometimes to some of the other stations. You know, we got some great programs, and we got weather and stuff that you could run, and you get various stuff back. There's people protect their turf and their budgets, and it's very complex.
Well, we're going to have to stop for right now because we have used our time. We're always interested in what you have to say about our programming, what you think. You have questions, you can call on the comment, listener comment line. You can send by conventional mail. You can send by email. We will do our very best to get back with you as quick as you possibly can.
Yeah, we will. And please don't overlook the fact that, you know what? February's coming up. We're not doing a pledge drive in February.
And we're all very pleased.
We'll be coming to you at the end of March and beginning of April because of your response in August, or October, I mean, to the way we restructured it. We're not going to have to do a February pledge drive. So I thought I'd leave something, you know, that you can listen to and go, we do listen.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Jay Pierce. He's our station manager.